High energy physics. What is that?
High energy physics. Well, you know, one of the discoveries that people have made over the years is that everything in our universe is intimately connected with everything else. And even things that seem completely different are often just two sides of the same coin. So everything from galaxies to butterflies is made of the same minute little particles.
Isn't it strange that it can be? But when you and I think the way we're going to be thinking tonight about can life merely be an accident with a huge question mark, you have to realize that this was no accident.
Well, I mean, certainly this is absolutely fantastic. I mean, it is the best designed system that one can imagine.
Why do some scientists, more than most, still think everything was done at random?
It's a common wisdom in science, and I'm not sure why everyone believes that, but it's almost universally believed by scientists. There isn't any specific evidence to confirm that, but that's what they would like to believe. I guess it's within their comfort zone. And it just doesn't make any sense. If you do the math, it just doesn't make any sense at all.
I mean, what are the odds? What's the probability, Robert, of all of this just happening by chance?
Well, you know, there are so many little pieces to it, and I have calculated the odds for many of these little things, but perhaps the most fabulously improbable odds have to do with DNA. DNA is, you know, it's the genetic material that defines all living things that we know of. And DNA is by far the most complicated, the most sophisticated design of anything that we've ever seen in the entire universe. Your DNA is much more complex than the biggest galaxies or even the universe itself. It is much more complicated, much more ornate, much more highly organized. It's really a remarkable construction. Each of us has about 10 trillion cells in our body.
Jeez, can't even count them.
Well, you know, 10 trillion is, you know, that's enough to bail out a few banks and insurance companies.
Yeah, sure is.
Anyway, so in each one of those cells, you have a complete set of human DNA that not just defines who you are, but it's the construction plans for building you. And we all started from one cell. And how we got to be as big as we are is defined in our DNA. So it's not just the plan for what you are, but the plan for how to make you.
You know, this quest to find out who we are, Robert, and why we're here, I think, is one of those age-old questions that will be challenging us for a long, long time. But you are correct when you say that everything in the universe has similarities to it. And it's almost as if there's some brain power behind it. I mean, it's just too organized, isn't it?
Well, it is incredibly organized. And, you know, as I said, everything that's around us is made of these little minute particles. And you asked me what a high-energy physicist does. And what we do is we study these very small pieces of nature, the smallest pieces that are known, and the forces between them. And because everything is interconnected, if you understand the small pieces, that gives you a tremendous insight into understanding everything else in the world.
Have you found that just by gazing into the universe, you were, convinced a long time ago that there's something else out there?
Something else? I mean, other forms of life?
Yeah.
Well, I think that there has to be other forms of life somewhere in the universe. Now, I think that science can't explain how life evolved anywhere, including here, but obviously it did. So there has to be some mechanism, some procedure by which life is created. And there's no reason to think that that doesn't follow through on other places in the universe and create life there as well. But it would be very, very rare because the Earth is remarkably special as a planet. I mean, some people seem to have the notion that we're going to look around the next star and find another blue, beautiful Earth, and when we finish polluting this one, we'll just all move. And that really doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, the Earth is absolutely spectacular as a wonderful planet. And I think it's fabulously rare that you would have a planet that's has the all of the features that Earth does. So my estimate is that there's only a few hundred planets like this in the entire galaxy, which means that the nearest one may be thousands of light years away.